Tanner Jeannot?
I think you got it mixed up.
Where are you?
Where's the C coming
from? Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
Stop.
I think Guido's more of a 5-hour drive. M-E-X-I-C-O for me.
That's crazy.
Did you know why the NBA draft is only 2 rounds?
I mean, he basically is still a guest.
Whoa.
He comes up with like...
I do the intros, the outros.
Hello and welcome to Just for Fun with the Fellas.
Hey, that's my job. I have one job. I hope you don't have fun this episode because Kyle ruined the intro. Riddle me this.
What's more useful when it's broken?
Glass. Stab people.
No.
No. That's not it. That's not it at all. Hearts. Love is dead.
Okay. No. Think of like
Chris,
a
are you okay?
Chris, are you okay this week?
Yeah.
Something happened?
Dude, honestly, good week.
Good week? All right, well.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, go back to the riddle responses. Here.
Yeah, back to the riddle.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you repeat it?
What's more useful when it's broken?
What'd you write on that?
Love you more.
M-E-X-I-C-O for me. From this jail cell, I can't see one coconut tree. Unless they go to hell, but there's something I'd rather be. So it's M-E-X-I-C-O for me.
It's a Post Malone song. Nice. Okay, so that's what's more useful when it's broken? What's more useful? When it's broken?
Yeah.
You know, I really like breaking people's spirits down, and then you just...
You know. Yeah. I know you know it already.
I do know
it. Because I know that you said it to him.
Yep.
It's pretty good, no?
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, it like makes sense.
It makes sense. It's good.
Okay.
Can I get a hint?
You probably... eat this a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
I bet you've seen it today.
At least Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
At least Sundays you eat it.
Pancakes.
No.
Bacon.
Dude.
What?
What do you break before you use it?
Glow stick.
That's actually answer. Pretty good.
That's very good.
Go back to breakfast here, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's more useful when it's broken.
The Bostonian. Think of the Bostonian.
Or, you know, like, cracked.
Oh, eggs.
Yeah. But okay. I think glow stick's a better answer.
Glow stick's
glow
a good
stick
one.
Glow stick is a better answer, I think.
Yeah, so.
I think glow sticks are cooler. Yeah, I went for okay, cool. Nice. Go me. You guys ever seen a baby horse in real life?
Have you?
A pony.
You saw a horse? You had a pregnant horse? Or you just gotten brand new horses?
We have four new horses yesterday.
They're babies? How old are they?
There's a mother, Maisie.
Yeah.
And her little son, Acrobat, who is my boy.
Yeah, how old is he?
Most of them are the names that were given, like, from the place. Sorry.
It's okay.
We kept the names all except one of them. We changed Lilibet to Star Baby.
Both of those names? What the hell?
Yeah. I like Acrobat.
Acrobat sounds like a great name. How old is he?
I think the two babies are like 2 months, somewhere around there.
You going to get them ready for the Derby?
No, not racehorses. Therapy horses.
Ugh, what a scam that is.
Yeah, so they, do you talk to them?
I've talked to them a little bit, yeah.
They're good.
Do they have good advice here?
I didn't ask for advice. More is just kind of letting them unwind.
Is he better than Christian Baldino?
5-hour drive?
Five and a half hour drive. I didn't pick them up. No. They were driven by the place that we got them from.
Is he a better therapist than Christian Baldino?
No one listens better than Christian.
Yeah.
No one listens better than Christian. Because he doesn't talk at all. But, yeah. But the horses are really cool. The babies are awesome. They're so cute.
Do you call it a baby horse or is it a pony?
No, pony's a different thing.
Foals.
Foals?
Foals. F-O-A-L-S.
Hmm.
That's what, like, the technical term.
Cool. It's like a fawn.
Yeah. Same thing.
But that's a deer.
Right.
Oh, deer.
Oh, dear. Doe, a deer. Doe. Female dog.
What's a fawn? Is it...
A fawn? Right. A baby horse?
No, foal.
That's a foal.
A fawn is a baby deer.
Yeah.
So what's a doe?
A female.
Oh, okay. I got scared for a second. I thought I was wrong.
No. So smart cow. Keep it up.
Yay!
Yay!
So yeah, that was really cool. Baby horses are awesome. They look like... You know how when Drew skates, that's how they look when they walk. Not as stable.
Yeah.
But stable. When they get going, they get going.
Yeah. You run to that thing at full speed. Oh, yeah. Oof.
It knocks you right down.
Yeah, I'll hit you good.
I saw them run. It was cool.
They do like the little jump and like kick and
shit. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. Yep. Horses are cool. That's my life update.
Those are big dogs.
I bought 2 new pairs of Hey Dudes. Oh my goodness. Do I love Hey Dudes.
Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
Hey Dude.
You know, like, if it's a practical shoe. You can wear it to the beach. You can wear it for comfort. You can wear it for style. Absolutely anything.
I've heard this too many times.
Well, that's my life update. I bought two new pairs of Hey Dudes.
No, it's good.
It's awesome.
I like it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Went to the airport again today. Yeah, it's a good one. Love driving people in.
I passed the Forerunner on the highway. I was like, is that? And then it was you with your sunglasses on, and I know how you hold the steering wheel, one up here. And then just the finger on the bottom.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's true.
Yeah. And then the family in there.
Nice.
Big tournament in Kentucky this weekend. Volleyball? Go Huskies. No, sure, basketball.
I can't keep track of her sports. I don't know.
It is basketball right now.
Basketball. Cool.
Post Malone shooting the 20 gauge over there.
Yeah, it's sweet.
That's cool.
He's really good. He like shoots everything.
Pull! Oh, he nailed it.
Looks like my mom's 20 gauge.
Pole shooting.
Your mom skeet
shooting?
Skeet
shooting.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
Cool.
What are the two sports that offense doesn't start with the ball?
It sounded like there was more to that.
No.
What?
What are the two sports that the offense doesn't start with possession of the ball?
Football? American football?
No. Snap it.
Oh.
Cricket?
I was thinking kickoff.
Cricket, yeah.
I was thinking
then,
you got the hard one.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's the hard one? Guy goes cricket, yeah.
Baseball?
Huh. Yeah. Cricket and baseball.
Huh. That was good.
You got the pitcher and the bowler.
Football because the kickoff.
Yeah.
I got confused there.
Yeah.
It doesn't start the offense.
I like the Google cricket
game. Special teams. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
No, I think I got that.
JFFSWTF.
I think I got it. We'll check it when I do it, and then if not.
If he had it, then use his.
Yeah.
I really just kind of like pull that out there.
Yeah, I mean, this sports again is so boring in the summer.
Yeah, you know, Red Sox are doing like 50-50 right now still.
The middle of the baseball season is so boring.
So boring. There's nothing else to watch.
Drew has a big update for sports.
Yeah.
How's the Savannahs?
I went to the Savannah Bananas. It was a fun game. That's about it.
I mean, we already learned everything.
Well, people don't know.
People don't know.
The person.
We got 26 subscribers.
Yeah, I mean.
Woo! Nice.
26 of them don't
26.
Know
what. 26. You know, the Savannah Bananas, they kind of like a circus on a baseball field. It was 10-1 Bananas. No, 3-1 Bananas.
I was about to say.
10-1 trick plays, also in favor of the Bananas.
Go Bananas.
So what's
go
that bananas. Mean? Do they
not
get more points? Oh.
Just fun.
It's just a stat.
Just more fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's like on base.
Yeah, there's 3 home runs. One over the, one into the Green Monster.
Nice.
And then 2 like snuck by the pesky pole.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine
just going out to
hitting the home run
in Fenway Park? Monster? That'd be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
I bet.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
That was like their dream.
Yeah.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, probably. I mean, baseball.
They win the next night too.
You know? I have no idea. I didn't go.
You didn't ask Taylor?
No.
All right, keep going.
You were talking Red Sox.
Yeah, you know, they're doing 500 still.
Playoffs?
Maybe wild card, you know, last wild card spot. Wouldn't be a home game.
Yeah.
Nothing good. It doesn't matter. Justin Horner for the Red Bull team principal got fired. Got let go.
Let go.
Yeah.
Do they just say that because he left on good terms?
Yes. Yes. Let go is...
It's like the nice version.
Nice way of saying you got fired.
Yeah. Like, we like you as a person still.
Yeah, like, you did 20 years for us, and you have six world championships and five constructor championships. Like, you definitely really helped us out here, but, like, time for you to go, because we've been sucking recently.
A mutual agreement that you've been let go.
Yeah, you suck now. We have issues, and someone needs to fix it, and you haven't fixed it yet, so you're gone.
Speaking of people that should be let go... Don Sweeney.
I thought you were going to sneak one of our names in there.
Kyle Mahan.
Our editor.
He does as hard as he can.
He does the best he can. He's not trained.
He tries his hardest.
His only experience is YouTube when he was 8. No, Don Sweeney. What are we doing, man? Did you see the signings they made?
Bunch of nobodies.
Bunch of nobodies. Overpaying the fourth line guys.
That
play to the Bruins' identity.
A fourth line team.
F you, Don. Yeah, literally F you.
Why don't we get some first line guys
F
in
you,
here?
F you, Don.
You're on first name basis
you put
with this guy?
Can you bleep over it if I say the real thing?
Sure.
F you, Don. Dude, Tanner Jeannot?
Who's that?
Okay, Tanner Jeannot, over the last, I think, 3 seasons, he scored...
Tanner
Let me pull up his stats real quick. Tanner Jeannot. Gave
what do you think about the draft pick?
Amazing.
Also...
10 out of 10.
What about the draft? What do you think about that? How they had them go into, like, a room.
Oh, that was so awkward.
So stupid.
So awkward.
It's like, you work your, like, until you're 18 to get there.
And now you're, like, a news reporter.
And now you're, like, standing there. With a news reporter.
I know.
Dude. Yeah, Jim. Yeah, training.
Did you see the Bruins one where they had the malfunction of the camera? Yeah. And he's like, thank you for picking me. It's silence, dude.
Could you imagine?
It's so bad.
You work that hard to get there. You get drafted. Amazing, you get to meet these coaches, and you're just like, it's a pleasure. Thank you for drafting me. And all you get in response is just...
Yeah.
Just a frozen screen.
not a good look, man.
It's like you're talking to a wall. You're literally talking to a wall. It's just a computer screen.
That being said, James Higgins, great.
Yeah,
going to be great for Boston. Awesome. Boston kid, too.
Is he going back to college, though?
I think he'll do one more year.
He should do one more year.
He should. I mean, you're at BC.
He's really young, too.
Might as well.
He was a true freshman.
Yeah,
okay.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he needs a year, though.
He had one season where he scored 24 goals, and then every season since then, he has not scored more than 7 goals. Last 5 years, he scored 7, 7, then 1 goal, 5 goals, and 6 goals. And we paid him $3.25 million a year for the next 5 years.
That's ridiculous.
Why? We can do that, but we can't pay Brad Marchand.
We'll get at most 7 goals out of this guy.
I know. We couldn't come to terms on an extension with Marchand.
You know the rumors of, like, Marchand might come back, you know.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, he's definitely going to come back.
He just signed with Florida.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
What did he sign for?
He signed for, I think, 7 a year. Wow. I'm going to check shorthanded hockey on Instagram.
Oh. Sorry, no free ad reads.
Suck the bleep out.
Brad Marchand re-signed a 6-year contract, which will bring him to the age of 43.
There's no way that guy plays all 6 years.
$5.25 million AAV. That's crazy.
Did you know why the NBA draft is only 2 rounds?
Because that's all people really want to watch anyway.
That's a great point.
Yes, but...
I don't know. Is it because there's only...
No.
Good players.
I mean,
first 2 rounds.
Kind of, yeah.
I think that's how every draft.
So there was like 8 rounds, you know, way back when. And
the day.
all the owners wanted it to be shorter because they don't want to draft these people that suck anyways.
Right.
So these teams start. One team picked a pregnant lady. That was D1. She just drafted her. One team, the Celtics, picked one of their water boys. Just drafted him. Dude, that got loud. The Lakers drafted Scooby-Doo. Oh. That got denied by the league. So they drafted the owner's mother, just like a dining room chair from the owner's mother.
And they announced this like at the draft?
Yeah, and then it took another like 2 or 3 years for them to go, all right, we'll cut it down.
So
yeah.
Did the pregnant lady, like, did she get any playing time?
No.
Did the baby get any playing time?
No.
Waterboy?
That's
unfortunate.
No. That would've been
nuts.
That would've been so funny.
Waterboy's name? Michael Jordan.
Waterboy name? Steph Curry.
That's awesome. What a story to, like, tell, though.
That is a good story.
Especially that pregnant lady. I got drafted when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
No big deal. No biggie.
She probably had no idea.
Only black woman to get drafted, probably. Only black pregnant woman to get drafted, probably.
Dude, they could've just drafted, like, homeless people.
Yeah.
And then sign him to a contract.
Oh, chair's great.
Well, I think that's all we have for JFFS WTF.
Nice. Yep.
Just for fun sports. With the
good job.
And with that, I move on to more sports stuff. Let's get into rank roulette. Drew is in a comfortable lead. Very comfortable lead.
I'm so comfortable right now. I'm so comfortable right now.
At 3-1.
Oh.
You have a 3-game winning streak.
2-point lead. That's, you know, worst lead in sports.
Yeah. Not sure how that's like the worst lead, but.
Well, because.
It's not put away yet.
You get one, and then all of a sudden, boom, momentum. You're good. You're flying. You're feeling good. And then it starts a comeback. And everyone loves a good comeback story.
Yeah, but, you know, a 1-goal lead. Yeah.
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 That's fine.
No, that's fine.
Way better.
I mean, it's better.
Because you still have to fight. You get the 2 goals. Right. Some people start, you know,
you just
dialing back.
Where? Go.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Can you guess
to cut so much
the top 10 athletes since 2000?
According to
ESPN.
Espen.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So I just watched a podcast with Tom Brady.
Okay.
And he described himself as the worst athlete of all time because he can't run or jump high.
I think
is that
he's
what
you're
10. Basing it off of? Is running and jumping,
it
or
ESPN.
Is it like
it's just ESPN? He doesn't do any of the fun.
I'm basing it off of ESPN.
Wasn't
it's
sure
ESPN's
if they
list.
Is Tom Brady like number 10?
It's ESPN's list. Is what
is Tom Brady number 10?
Tom Brady, your first guess because you go first.
Well, I do go first.
You're not gonna get
winners go first.
All right, I'm gonna go Phelpsy, my man Michael.
Yeah, he's number one.
May man Michael, you know,
he's number one.
He's number one.
Yeah. No one's done
it in the article. The ESPN article, it said that they pulled people and, like, had them think of just 2000s.
Just 2000s?
Yeah, because it's...
LeBron James!
It's the top 10 athletes since 2000.
LeBron James.
LeBron James makes the list at number 4.
Okay, I'll take Brady now.
He's number 5, which I think is just stupid. Because I think you're right. Like,
He's not athletic.
No, he's not. I mean, have you seen the guy
but,
run? This is... Quarterback sneaks were not very sneaky.
But have you ever seen him golf?
He is a good
fantastic golfer.
Speaking of golf, give me Woods.
You're welcome.
Number 8. Good job, Drew.
Great story with Tiger Woods.
Oh,
Nike
yeah.
didn't drop him after that.
Yeah, he's the only one that stayed.
Great, great story. Shoe Dog all night.
It's Shoe Dog.
It's a book.
Shoe Dog.
Let's see.
10 seconds.
You know, I want to go Serena because I feel like the people would like Serena.
5.
I'll go Serena. Do the people like Serena?
The people love Serena.
Yes, dude.
They love her. I don't know why.
Does she?
No, she's actually really good.
Yeah, she's
good. Crazy.
Did she train with her sister?
She did.
What's her sister's name?
Venus,
yeah.
That's the only one that played tennis.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. King Phillips, yeah. I think.
I never saw it, but I've seen clips of it.
I've seen clips of it. It's good.
10 seconds.
Whoa.
Should be 7.
3. 2.
Shut up, Chris.
1.
Sid.
0. Huh?
Sid the kid?
Sid the Kid is not on there.
I didn't think but you were pressuring me. Yeah, I was going for the sweep, too. And you just put the pressure on.
Yeah. No free shots. I'm contesting you at all times. Hey.
Michael Jordan.
I don't think Michael Jordan played in the 2000s.
I don't think so either. Steph.
What do you mean?
Nope. Like,
no Steph?
It's 2000. The year 2000.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been since 2000.
When did Jordan retire?
I don't know.
Mr. Middleman.
So you mean from 2000 to 2025?
Yes.
Since 2000.
So that wasn't a stupid guess.
Well, it depends on when Michael Jordan retired. He could have retired.
They have to be retired?
Oh my God. They needed to play in 2000 and 2025.
He retired in 2003. So that was an okay guess. That was like, yeah, it was not
his best years were the 80s.
Yeah, I thought he was done it in the 90s. Yeah. That's why I was saying. I was premature to judge. Okay. Sorry.
That's what I thought.
My guess?
Yeah, it's your guess.
Troutman? Mr. Michael? No.
That was a good guess. I wouldn't even.
I'm trying to think, like, who's dominated?
Mookie Betts?
Ooh.
No. Not Mookie.
I don't think they'd put Shohei. He hasn't won enough.
Yeah, I don't think he's dumb enough, you know? How old is Shohei?
I don't even know.
Like 20. No, I think he's older than that.
Older than that?
Look it up.
Oh, yeah. Google. He's 31. Wow.
I was guessing 32.
He was young.
What about, like Kyrie Irving?
Nope.
Is there any?
Oh my God, Drew! What are we doing?
Alex Ovechkin.
Can I take two right here? Ronaldo and Messi.
You can take none.
No.
Your first guess was wrong.
That's ridiculous.
Messi.
Yeah. Number three.
Damn it.
Dems the rules, Carney.
Wow, huge.
He's real confident.
I'm surprised Ronaldo's not on that.
Real confident.
If Messi's three, I'm surprised Ronaldo's not on that.
That just should...
That's just weird to me.
Get rid of the debate, then, that Messi's better, right?
I mean, it's... The ESPN's an American company, so...
Yeah. Kyle?
I didn't sweep. You know, this is so frustrating.
I want it to be up there. Rob Gronkowski.
No way.
Good athlete, though. I mean,
great athlete.
You look at him, he's like, you're like, that's an athlete.
Dude's legs were tree trunks.
Can we get the sports?
Oh, yeah.
Like, sure, I'll give you the sports. Okay, so we have...
You don't have to give us a number.
What, like, give us the, what do we have left, too?
We have tennis, gymnastics, basketball, and track and field.
Oh my gosh. Usain.
Usain Bolt. Damn it. Number 9.
We got the Federer. Mr. Fed. Roger. Federer.
Number 6.
The tennis. What, we had, what were the other sports we had left?
Gymnastics and basketball.
Gymnastics should be Simone.
Simone Biles.
Yeah, I was going to go with her.
Basketball.
Yeah. That sucks. Did I should have asked you whenever it was my turn.
Did Kobe play in the 2000s?
It sparked all this in my brain. What?
Did Kobe play in the 2000s?
You locking that in?
I guess so.
Kobe Bryant, number 10.
When did he retire? 08?
What?
No, I think he probably came in.
2016.
Yeah.
He retired 2016. And just so you know, the tiebreaker was Ronaldo.
Damn it! He was 11?
Well, he was actually 13.
He was 13.
The few in between that. We're like random tennis players. I don't think you guys would have gotten so I just took 13.
Well, there's Federer is the king of the grass. And then there's king of the clay. There's another guy. Can you look up who the tennis player is?
No.
I know.
Don't do it.
My God.
I can't.
Don't do it. Make him stress.
I can't.
Make him stress.
I can't find the article again. It's gone. I don't know where
it is. ESPN took it down.
ESPN took it down.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Said, I'm done. You're good. Thank you. That was that.
King of the clay.
It was actually the top 100 athletes, but I didn't think
I know. I saw a video of, like, Some guy was mad that, you know, some guy, whatever, their guy was at like 50 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Drew, you have improved to 4-1. Your winning streak stays alive.
What was the score on that one?
The score was 9-1.
And how many did I give Kyle?
One.
Did you sweep?
No, you didn't.
Damn it.
We're going to stay on sports, though, and go to our Buzz 30 blind ranking.
Wow. And I ain't proud of all the punches that I've thrown. Sorry.
Okay. We're going to be blind ranking.
You can't cheat on this. If you could put your phone away, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Rafa Nadal. That's who it is. And
obviously.
Novak Djokic.
Duh. Oh, man.
Federer, Nadal, and Djokic.
How did I not know that off the top of my head to tell you?
You don't watch...
No, I don't watch tennis.
Wimbledon?
I don't watch professional cornhole either. I don't watch professional ladder ball. I don't watch billiards. So don't ask me that stuff. I don't watch ping pong, so don't ask me that.
Do you watch darts?
No, I don't watch darts.
That is huge.
I watch normal sports.
Do you get the TikTok videos of the guy that has like the long legs and the short body? And he comes out singing one of the dart guy's walkout song? You know, last 21. Yeah.
Anyway, for our Buzz 30 blind ranking, we're going to blind rank the best fictional athletes.
Oh.
Ranking the best fictional characters. Remember, you two, work together and have fun. All right, up first, Benny the Jet Rodriguez from The Sandlot.
He's good. He did go play for the Dodgers.
He made it to the show. It's a show. Great athlete. Steal a base like nobody's business.
I mean, they don't call him the Jets for nothing.
I know.
He's just a baseball player.
He's the baseball
player. He's the baseball player.
Are we talking about like whenever he was like 15? Or is this like...
Talking about when he played baseball.
Like whenever he made it to the...
All baseball.
All the baseball. Yeah.
All the sandlotting.
He made it to the show. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, too.
What are we ranking this?
How many?
The best athletes.
How many?
Eight.
Yeah, 1-8.
Good. You can say it.
Eight? I don't know. Eight.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who else is going to be on this.
Forrest Gump?
He played for Alabama, right?
Forrest Gump?
Yeah. I believe that was Alabama. He's an athlete.
He's an athlete.
Run, Forrest, run. He's good. You know, I know Kyle. I know he's going to want Sandler and Waterboy up there, 1-2. And I'll give him those. So we'll go 3.
3 for Forrest. Okay. Rocky Balboa.
Oh, he's good.
He's great, man.
You know.
Revolutionized the game.
All those movies are the same, though.
That's true.
All the Rockies.
I loved Creed.
That's true.
Same thing, though.
Yeah, but like Creed was...
Oh,
like,
we got to train harder.
He was... Yeah.
Yeah, they're repetitive.
Yeah, I mean...
It's like watching all the Karate Kid movies. It's like...
Yeah.
This again? Yeah. I don't... It's...
4. I don't know. How many is there? 8?
There's 8.
I'm having trouble thinking of 8.
I know.
There's a lot of fictional athletes out there. I had to slim it down.
Maybe 6?
6.
I don't know.
Probably 5.
5? We'll go 5.
Boxing
five
requires a lot of stamina.
Dude, that's hard.
Yeah, it's hard stuff. It's a lot of hard work.
Also, all those steps he did.
Oh.
Forget about
that
it.
That run. Five. You know that run wasn't like script, like didn't, like all the people that started following him, that wasn't scripted.
Really?
Yeah, he like ran through that market and all those kids just followed him. So he was getting followed by...
That's so cool.
Like cameras on, so they're just like, all right, go.
Go. Oh, that's cool. I bet none of those kids saw it done.
Probably not.
All right, next up, Turbo the Snail.
7. That's ridiculous.
It's a snail.
Dude, he's fast. Did you watch that movie?
It's a snail.
It's ridiculous. I don't care.
Lightning McQueen.
What's the highest out of the top 3? 4?
4 is the highest.
I don't know.
Highest other than 2 and 1 that you have.
7-time Pitcher Cup winner. You know that they still have, you can look up Piston Cup winners, and they have every year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Really,
they have like a Cruz winning 2 years, and then Storm won, and then Cruz won again, and then there's like just some random guy in there now.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That
they do that. What about, like, how far do they go back?
I don't know. I just thought it was a TikTok thing.
I know what you're going to say. That's not the game.
It's not the game, Kyle. It's not how it works. You're supposed to rank them without knowing what comes
next. Is Waterboy and Happy Gilmore going to be on this? That's
the challenge.
He's going to have him on.
That's the
challenge. Knowing Chris, he'll be like, I was going to include
him. Yeah, but yeah, I know why.
I decided to stick a big branch up Kyle's butt.
Go four, whatever.
Okay. Four for McQueen. Gordon Bombay.
No idea who that is. Number that six. Is,
Mighty Ducks coach.
Oh. He's not an athlete. He's a coach. Number six.
Did you see the second movie?
Yeah, well, I don't care.
Tryouts in the AHL after bringing a Pee Wee hockey team to their championship game.
I don't care. Number six.
He's always just a coach.
Also drunk asshole. Bobby Boucher.
There we go.
Mama said.
All right, who do we think is a better guy? I feel like golf and getting hit by the ball in the batting cages requires you to be more of an athlete than
he was a hockey player too.
But he ran through. He ran through these guys.
Yeah, he did.
And he's mentally ill.
Yeah.
Number one.
Gatorade.
Water.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks.
Happy Gilmore is your number two.
All right, sweet.
Well done, guys.
I would move the number eight to six. And
yeah, you saw right through me there.
Do you think, like cars, like the Piston Cup, do you think that was more of like a track and field competition for them?
That's actually a great question, Kyle.
I was like, thinking about that while I was
That's a great question, Kyle.
I was thinking about that.
So, like, while they're, like, driving, because it's not like they get into the car. It's not like Lando. I mean, or
right.
Or like, Max Verstappen getting into a vehicle and then driving. It's they're freaking.
But so even when I looked up the movie, it said that it's an auto racing is the sport that he did.
Well, like, that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
All of it, though, it's all an endurance. It's all endurance racing, right? So it's like,
yeah,
they're like race carring, and our race carring is still like they since they don't have the driver, they are the driver.
Yeah,
they have the have to have the strength and endurance of the NASCAR driver, exactly. Right?
Yeah,
and of Usain Bolt.
And it, yeah, so it's even worse. It's double. It's harder. It's just it's all around way better.
Do you know
better? Cars is an awesome movie.
If you put What's his name? Pit Stop.
Guido.
Pit Stop.
I think Guido's more of an athlete than
Really?
Yeah,
that's
a hot take. Did you see how fast he changed his tires?
Did you see every other pit stop?
Did you see
that was the that was the only pit stop that he did that was that fast.
Did you see
every other one was slow?
Yeah, did you see Ferrari kind
of guy?
Pit crew?
Yeah, he's got his bicep. He's got a red Guido on his bicep.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, man. I
all right, maybe I take it back. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but when you think about it, he's the only one man crew in the
He is.
The whole thing, that is true.
You know?
A one man wonder.
It's just him.
Yeah.
Doing the job of.
Yeah.
You know, like, they got tire on.
Guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think they got six guys.
Fair,
no,
they
five. I think they got five on.
Lightning has
in
three
the
guys helping them though.
Maybe
because Fillmore fuels up.
Yeah.
And then,
well, you need the fuel guy.
Yeah, Guido does the tires, and then Luigi was doing the giving McQueen water, or Mater or Luigi, something like that. So actually, it's a three.
What's gas?
Three crews
in
crew
there.
System.
Is gas like whenever they fuel them up,
dude? It's weird. Cause
do you think that would be more like
because Mater still eats?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but Fillmore. So there's a scene in the first movie where they are drinking like gas, like out of a gas
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
But then when they're in the pits, they fill up like a normal car does.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it like you drink premium through the mouth and then just the regular stuff?
Hmm.
Maybe that's it.
Well, no, he'd be drinking the high octane on the racetrack.
Yeah, he needs
right. I don't
well,
know.
Well, was he drinking like
there's a lot of holes in this movie.
Like a beer or something when he
that
was doing
true.
Well, I don't know.
Drinking at the beginning, you know, like
be a bigger like a nicer drink.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like a soda, something like that.
At the beginning
that.
Of the
it's a kid's movie, like a soda.
At the beginning of the second movie, they're drinking sodas in the restaurant.
Yeah, and the waiter has the wasabi, thinking it's ice cream. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then goes to the fountain.
Now that's a scoop of ice cream.
Now that's a scoop of ice cream. And then there's the oil leak. The guy pissed his pants.
Yeah. But what about the bathroom? Never leak oil.
Hmm? Is that the bathroom?
No.
No, they have bathrooms.
They have bathrooms.
Remember the fancy one that washes butt?
Yeah.
So yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, what is it? Like, do you...
That's what's up, actually.
What's up, dog?
So what's the oil?
Oil.
Well, like, oil for them.
Like, well, it's oil's... like they need an oil change, so they leak the bad stuff. Maybe that's when they go to the bathroom.
Oh, maybe.
So you think they'll just drink oil then?
Well, no, I think it's they needed them to be more human-like, so they added a bathroom, and they showed them eating.
Live in fantasy land for a second, dude. You're always too rational. Have fun. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough to think about, huh?
It is weird to think about.
Yeah.
But that it's strange that they were drinking out of the gas cans. I mean, what are you filling up in the gas can? It's not water. Do they drink water? Do
I
they
feel like you water? Can't. Water and gas. They
don't Mater, drink. Mater
yeah,
did.
Mater drank water. So
but water and gas don't mix, you, like Kyle said.
Yeah. So do you?
So do you think he was like more of just washing himself in the fountain with the
maybe
the ice cream?
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
But that, why would they have
like a car wash?
Yeah.
Why would they have like melts then? Right.
Mm. That does make sense.
Just so you can see the looks.
Obviously, to talk to each other.
Right. Mm. Right. They well, yeah. That. I mean.
Yeah.
They gotta talk. Can't have a silent Cars movie.
Yeah, that'd suck.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Very good. Yeah. That was it. That's the whole movie.
Beep.
Also, where's their horn? Like, how are they?
I don't think a single person ever used blinkers in that thing.
No, oh, they did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, while well, they were cruising down.
When they're playing Life is a Highway.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get the Big Mac truck.
Mac Daddy.
Yeah. He just gets inside.
Dude, I'm pretty well, sure
it's
that there's trailer. Actually...
They have those.
When they go into London in the second movie, I'm pretty sure there's a double-decker bus. Like a bus.
There is, yeah. Yeah. All types so of cars are in it.
Yeah. So
they have F1 cars.
Wheels from... tired, dude? That's what you're made for. Just do it. Just go.
What?
You're a car. Just drive.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of like Uber. Like, you have legs.
Oh, that... I understand what you're saying. I get you. It's like... That's not like a long-distant bus.
No,
it's for the, it's for
like
the old cars.
Town.
It's for the old cars.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Like, for Lizzie. Yeah. You keep talking to yourself. People are gonna think you're crazy.
Well, like the Jeep from World War II?
Oh, Sarge.
Sarge.
Sarge. He's the man.
That's
homie.
Every
gasoline.
Blake is slower.
The 60s weren't good to wear. Right?
So is a mechanic more of a mechanic or more of a doctor?
Doctor.
Yeah, I think so, right?
It would be the equivalent of a doctor.
And then so the guy, Ramon, that puts like the fancy spray paints and wraps the cars, is he like the...
Tattoo
the hair
artist?
Guy or...
Yeah, or hair guy.
Tattoo,
yeah.
Kind of sounds...
Hair tattoo.
It's more permanent than, I think, a hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how some of them have mustaches, too, because of their grill.
Yeah.
That's good.
Nice touch. Mm. Good job, Pixar and Disney. Yeah, a lot of holes in that plot.
Yeah.
Fix that, Disney. How does it feel to be in seventh grade now?
It's great. I love it, you know. Finally caught up to my sister.
Nice.
Oh, that's hard work. Oh, wait, no, she graduated.
Ah,
damn it.
Well, you got to figure it out.
I got to figure it out. Yeah, I got it today.
Yeah, you got to get... how many questions do I have? I think five. You gotta get 3 out of 5 questions right today.
Or nothing, Sox.
Go, Sox. Who got it?
So do you...
They're beating the Royals.
Do you get, like, 7th grade questions?
He gets
7th grade questions. Oh, my God, Kyle.
No, but do you, like, actually, like...
We've been doing this for 3 weeks.
Yeah, GPT helps me.
Oh, okay.
My boy, GPT.
Okay.
Chat. You know how you... Yeah.
It's a boy?
Chatty G. Mine is. Everyone's is different.
Kyle, Chris assigned its pronouns. This guy. Let's check
I
the box score here.
Their pronouns are.
What's that? I think it's just a robot.
All right, Drew, you do get 7th grade questions. Me and GPT worked pretty hard on these. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first. I
think it matters for this
one. I'll go first.
Okay, matters to you. Great. I love that.
Yeah.
You're taking it seriously.
I'm locked in here.
All right, first up is math. Drew, what
I helped. Hold on. I helped my sister with some of her math this year.
You did?
I might need a pen and paper for this.
Well, I'm not going to give you a timeline, like a timer for this.
Okay.
Because it is kind of like real math, because there's not many math questions.
Oh, gosh. Can I get like a notebook or something?
No, I don't think so. What is 30%
of 80? 30%
of 80? 30% of 80. 30 seconds on the clock.
You just said no time. You said no time. You said no time.
It's for dramatics.
This should be
there's timed. Not an actual time.
You just should time it.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, I'm going to...
20,
I
want to see 40, how long it 60, takes 80.
To get. I'll stop watching.
Come on.
Just come on. To see how long. Come on, buddy.
30% of 80?
Yeah. Could you whisper it to me? Nice. That was good.
He should have 30 seconds. This is screwed up.
It's almost at 30 seconds.
Show the camera.
10 seconds.
Come on, get it wrong. Get it wrong, you seventh grader. Go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
Locked in an answer. 9.5? I don't know. I don't know percentages.
It's 24.
It's 24?
It's 24.
Oh.
Yeah, Kyle.
Because you do... I'll do a quick math lesson here.
Kyle's good with his percentages.
I always do the tip. So
yeah, I ask him for the tip every time.
It's 80. So you move the decimal over 1. That's 10%. It's $8.
Yeah.
And then you times it by 2. That's 20%. That's 16.
Times by 3.
Times it by 3, you get 24.
See, now that Kyle that's taught 30%. Me this. That's it's, good. I like that, Kyle. That's good. I like yeah. that. All right. Good.
Okay.
One all point, right. Kyle.
All righty.
I like
Kyle
that.
Kyle gets that's an good. extra
credit. Ready to go, there. Kyle.
Woo!
Good job, Kyle.
44, that's me.
Next up is science. What are the 3 main particles in an atom? 30 seconds.
Excuse me, sir.
30 seconds.
3 main particles in an atom? Positive, negative, and neutral? Neutron?
Locking that in?
Yeah. No?
Really?
Who is it?
Oh,
Cal has no idea.
Well, did you get the positive and negative? Can you say that or no?
I don't want to say anything.
Okay. Is it the neutron? Photon?
It is
positive, negative, neutron?
It is protons, neutrons, and electrons. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. Okay.
I'm really going to need...
I got one.
You got to go 3 for 3 here.
Wow. You are sucking this week.
Well, dude, seventh grade's hard, yeah.
You hit puberty in seventh grade. So much is going on. His friend group's changing. Life is tough.
Dude. Life is hard, dude.
Okay. Next up is history. Now, you got to learn about history. What year was the U.S. Constitution written?
1776.
What year was the U.S. Constitution written?
What?
5 seconds.
Sir!
3.
It's the Constitution?
Lock in an answer now.
1776.
The correct answer
is up to 12.
Holy f***. 1787. You're thinking of the Declaration of Independence, my friend.
Same difference.
It is a very much different document. The correct answer is 1787. So, Drew, I will ask you the last 2 questions, but you have been denied back to 7th grade.
Damn it.
Next up is geography. Oh. Which 2 countries share the largest international borders in the world?
Like, they're touching each other the most?
Yep, yeah, the longest lines touching each other. Longest shared border.
China and Russia?
Don't overthink it.
America and Canada.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Spell the word.
Oh my God! No. 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 No.
Yes!
No.
True. Spell the word responsibility.
Dude.
Wow.
That's a seventh grader should know that. A seventh grader that.
R E.
Okay.
S.
Uh huh.
P.
Uh huh.
Response.
Sound it out.
O.
Yeah.
B.
B.
Response. Oh, I B. Right?
Keep going. You still have 30 seconds. Dude, keep going. This. Keep going, big dog. Keep going.
Come on, man.
Restart.
Let's
Maybe
go.
Try
come
it
on,
the top. Try it from the top.
Come on.
Try it
from the top. Try from the top.
Slowly. From the top.
Yeah, go again.
R-E-S. Respond. P-O.
Uh-huh.
Respond. C. No. S. Response. I.
No, no.
No.
Go back.
Response.
Go back to P-O.
P-O.
Respond. Sound it out. Nice and slow.
C-I.
No, no.
C.
Why? Where's the C coming from?
Respond.
Slow.
That was good.
Go slower.
Responsibility. Response.
Okay, okay. You have R-E-S-P-O.
I.
No, no.
P.
No.
Responsibility. You?
What?
You said ah.
Responsibility.
N S.
Uh huh.
I B.
Uh huh.
A L T Y.
No.
Wait. A I T.
B.
What?
I B. Right.
I B.
That's what you have. Uh huh.
Responsibility. I T E.
No.
I T Y.
No.
I T E Y.
More letters, Drew. I
Response
knew that you would have to heavily rely on the other questions to pass.
Litty.
Responsibility.
Oh. I-L-T-Y. T-U-I.
You missed one letter in there. I-L.
Responsibility. I again.
Uh-huh.
T-Y.
Nice! Yeah! Spelling with Carney.
No, I don't Woo! Like this. I don't like this game anymore.
Nice. I can see that it's not as fun if you don't win.
If I steal two of Kyle's, can I pass my grade?
No, because it's a different grade.
Damn. But that's why I had to do
if
two.
You steal all of his.
If I steal all of his.
If you steal, and last time you didn't get any right, so.
I didn't. That was bad last time.
All right. Kyle, are you ready to pass fifth grade?
I hope so.
Kyle, this is math. Sarah has three packs of markers. Each pack has 12 markers. How many markers total does Sarah have?
36.
Good job.
Very good, Kyle.
Very good, Kyle. Nice.
I wasn't sure if you were doing the timer or not.
I was about to set.
That's why I took a second.
I was about to
set. I was going to tap you 36 times. So.
Oh, I should have waited.
Awesome. Okay.
Could get the steal of that.
What are the three main states of matter?
Oh, my God.
Solid, liquid, gas.
That's fifth grade shit.
Yeah, dude. I know.
Dude hasn't passed. You can't be complaining.
No, it's fine.
He hasn't moved once.
Yeah, he's doing
he's
good.
He's proud of me. I'm proud of you, man. You're freaking spelling.
Where's the C come from?
Response.
Okay, next up, history. What is the name of the first 10 amendments of the Constitution? 30 seconds.
What do you mean, like the document?
Yeah.
What is the name of the first 10 amendments of the Constitution?
Well, I'm blanking.
1776.
Also, no.
No.
No?
It's different.
Constitution. We just did this.
Yeah, you just said that when I said 1776.
Oh,
you go, no, that's...
The Ten Commandments?
Oh.
Ten Commandments? No, that's Jesus. That's actually Moses.
That is not correct.
Ten Amendments?
You're out of time.
Ten...
Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights. Carney has stolen that.
I should have got that.
For points that mean nothing.
I knew that. blanked my mind.
Next is geography. What do you call an area of land surrounded by water on three sides?
Peninsula.
Good job, Kyle.
Nice, Kyle.
Define the difference. Sorry, English. Define the difference between a simile and a metaphor.
Oh, I know this one.
Wow. That was hard.
I know fifth grade English. Good thing there's no spelling in fifth grade.
Yeah, they didn't do spelling yet.
Is a simile
spelled B. It's three letters.
Is a simile relating things together?
Wait, it's metaphors. Three?
Oh, like or as.
Yeah.
Okay, which
yeah.
one's which?
Metaphor is as, and simile is like. You are like.
He is a fifth grader.
You are as strong as a bull. That would be a metaphor. Metaphor.
No.
That was a good one. I got picked up on
that. I was wrong.
You're wrong.
Do I have them swapped?
No. They're together. They're like this, Kyle.
You already lose that question.
A simile is like or as.
And a metaphor. So, wait. You confused me. Because you said that like or as were separate.
I
didn't say
that. I did not.
You inferred
that.
It.
I didn't infer.
No, you inferred.
I'm not allowed to infer.
You inferred.
The host of this here game
you
show.
Said which is which.
Yes, as in using like and as is a simile or a metaphor. You just inferred that they were separated.
Okay, well, a simile is like or as, and a metaphor doesn't use like or as. Oh, okay. Metaphor would be saying he is a fifth grader, which is what Carney said. That was a good metaphor. Good English. You do English good. Well, congratulations, Kyle. You still passed.
I still passed.
Well done. You've officially moved on.
I'm excited for
7th. Would you guys like to answer the tiebreaker questions?
Yeah, yes.
Great.
Okay. Still excited for 7th because I got most of the questions right.
Where does photosynthesis take place in plants? I always do a landscaping question.
I mean, like the leaves, but like...
Yeah. The stem?
Do you want more than the leaves?
I want further than the leaves.
You want like
the
cells of the leaf?
You're halfway there. I want more than that, though. Give me more.
There's a certain pore in the leaf.
Mitochondria.
No.
No? It's not the mitochondria.
That's his only answer for some questions.
The powerhouse of the show. It's in the cell, right?
Can you give the first letter?
C.
Cellulose. Cellotoast.
C-H.
Chicken. Czech
E-H-L.
Republic. Chili.
Chloroform.
C-H-L-O.
God, I was trying to kidnap people.
C-H-L-O.
Clothing. Clothes.
C-H-L-O-R.
Chlor.
Chloroplast.
Chloroplast. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Good job, guys. That was good. You were right there. I have two more. Yeah. What is the value of 7 to the power of 3?
7 times 7 is 21 times 7.
The 7's there, then you got nothing. 7 times 2, 147.
No? Am I off?
Yeah, way off. You're off with the first one.
What? 7 times 7? Oh, 49. Oh, my God. I did 7 times 3 just because that's where the 3 was. It's dyslexia, not a joke. Okay, so hold on. 49, 7 times 9 is?
63. Sorry. It is. 63.
3, 6, 7 times 5?
35.
Yep.
Plus the 5. So,
40.
Wait.
I think you got it mixed up.
Where are you?
Where'd you go?
Hold on. Erase.
Do you have it?
No.
Okay, we'll do this again. 49 times 7. Okay, we're up here. You see the problem up here? 7 times 9.
Do it this way so the people can see.
Yeah.
What you're thinking.
Here, guys. Okay, so we have 49 times 7 here, right? The line there. 7 times 9, Kyle said, was
63.
So we have the 3 here, 6 there.
Chris,
7 times 4. Oh, why did I get 5? Oh God.
Where are? Can you,
dude? Slow down and do it. Slow down and do it. You got this. Come on.
Seven. We have seven.
You're right there. Sorry.
Times four. I was turning. This is seven times four is 28. We got plus the six though.
Where's the six coming in?
The 63. Seven times nine.
Seven times. Can I make it more simple?
No. Seven times nine. So you have.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Six. And eight, so minus two, four here, 343.
Nice, yeah. Dude. Yeah.
And Kyle, you can just trace my fingers up here and write it in.
Nice, man.
I already got it.
343.
Yeah, it. I know you got it, but like.
You want to get there?
I had it good. In the mind, and you know, I was trying to get there.
You know what would have been easier? You just do 7 times 50 and then minus 7.
Kyle with these tricks always.
Yeah, he's always looking for shortcuts. Yeah. He's the life hack kind of guy.
Seven well, times.
You ever make that a new segment? Life hack.
Seven times well, 50 minus 7. You ever heard the quote?
Life hack.
Give a lazy person a task, yeah. And they'll find the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Life hack.
I usually go with the calculator, but that's right.
Well, yeah, but
no calculator.
Folder on the floor with the note page in the first flop. Yeah. So
okay, last question. What year did the Civil War end?
Civil War.
The Civil War. Brother against brother. North against South. Lee against Lincoln. The gray and the blue.
Shut up.
The feds and the Union.
Was it 1912? Am I far off?
No, you are too far into the future, my friend.
I'm thinking like 1842. Are you a time traveler? In the 1800s, I was thinking 1842, but that doesn't sound right.
You are too far back.
Yeah. So when did?
So we're gonna meet in the middle here.
You're gonna meet in the middle there. Come on, you're sniffing it out. I like it.
1892.
Nope.
Does that end with a two?
Nope.
1886. Nope. 1890.
You're too far into the future. You're still time traveling right now.
1864.
1863. 1865.
1865.
Because he said no two.
Oh. Yeah, so you kept going. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, all good. Well done. That was very good job by both of you.
I felt good.
We got to work on the spelling.
No, we don't. No, we don't. No, no. It's okay. You don't have to do that.
It's just all spelling.
No.
Drew gets an English test.
So I will not be participating in the spelling bee.
You get to vocab.
The scholastic spelling bee, I do not participate in.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that is all I have for you guys today. Do you have anything? Unless you want more riddles.
Oh, shout out Alyssa. I hope you had a good birthday.
Okay, happy birthday, Alyssa.
Birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
by the time
it's out, maybe passed.
Good thinking.
Yep. Happy birthday.
Can you go to that YouTube tab there? Yeah, just click anywhere on that. Yeah. No, the white. Oh my god. The green, like second or third comment there. Who's that guy?
Mr. Lego.
Yeah, Mr. Lego. You're the man.
You're the man, Mr. Lego. Thanks for commenting. All right, Drew.
Hey, that's it. That was Just for Fun. Chris Cow, Drew.
Wait, who's this guy?
With the fella.
With the fella.
Tech school.